The weather experts now tell us that the system moved through Iowa and it gained strength and became a derecho, which is a windstorm that has the wind speeds of a hurricane, anywhere from 70 to 100 miles per hour, and often more widespread devastation than a tornado. Rain, hail, and high winds caused significant damage to trees, crops, downed power lines, and caused structural damage to homes, farm buildings, and healthcare facilities. Semi-trucks, vehicles, and campers were overturned, and some transportation routes were impassable. We had to close portions of Interstate 35 and 380, highways 218 and 69, as well as others. This morning, I had a farmer reach out to me to say that this was the worst wind damage to crops and farm buildings that he has ever seen across the state in such a wide area. Early estimates, and again, these are early estimates, are that 10 million crop acres have been impacted by the storms.